I'm not sure I understand what is going on. Kathy Lee stepped in to explain. You see, the police think that our Kimmy had something to do with Vernon's death. We all came running over when we heard, one of the twins said. Daddy about broke a land speed record getting over here. He was so riled up we had to give him something to calm him down. I crushed up a couple of them pills that the doctor gave him and put it in his sweet tea.
There are two things I am afraid of. One is dying young. The other is Johnny Monroe. Whenever I see him, I get a creepy feeling that crawls up the length of my spine. To keep the words from spewing out, I bite my bottom lip hard. I want to call Johnny a lowlife and a good-for-nothing. Instead, I shuffle forward and don't look up again until I reach the bend in the road. When I glance back, Johnny is still watching me and licks his lips.
Everything he said just flat-ass weirded me out.
You know what his story brings out in me?
What?
Curiosity. I mean, damn, Ed. Here we've got this cool-looking guy who's heartbroken over his dead wife. A wife he says he killed. What's not to love about that?
You left out the part about somebody trying to drive him crazy.
Yes, and someone's trying to make him think he's bonkers. If that's not the makings of a good time for the domestic equalizers, I don't know what is.
So you don't buy into that ghost of the dead wife BS?
Trudy tells him the whole story of having to be Hoot's girlfriend and getting his uncle's key and so on. Madison appears impressed by the children's audacity, but also more than a little concerned. When Trudy told me what they'd done, I thought we'd best talk to you, I say. I imagine this list might be of some use if it got into the right hands. Interesting, Madison says. He looks over his glasses again.